Thanks for tuning in to the Drive On podcast, where we're focused on giving hope and strength to the entire military community. Whether you're a veteran, active duty, guard, reserve, or a family member, this podcast will share inspirational stories and resources that are useful to you. I'm your host, Scott DeLucio, and now let's get on with the show. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Drive On podcast. Today, my guest is Shelley Slocum. Shelley is a military spouse and also a military mom. She's written the book Love and Inspiration from Mom, which contains inspirational quotes and practical tips on how to apply more positivity in your life to brighten your days, which I think is something that we all could use during this time in the world with everything that's been going on the last couple of years. A little more positivity and inspiration coming into our lives is definitely a good thing. So I wanted to have Shelley on to talk about her book and her motivation for writing it and things like that. So welcome to the show, Shelley. I'm glad to have you here.
Thank you, Scott. It's a pleasure to be here.
Yeah. So for the listeners who aren't familiar with you and your book and your story and everything, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself and your background?
Well, I am, as you mentioned, I'm a military spouse. My husband, I'm married to my high school sweetheart for 39 years in June. So we've lived through a lot. We got married young and he was in the Navy and actually was active duty for 13 years and then retired as a reservist. And amazingly was deployed more as a reservist than he was as an active duty. So, and sadly, he was injured on his last deployment to Afghanistan. He suffered a traumatic brain injury. So it's been a journey for us. But you know what? We make every day work. Still happy to be his beloved wife. So, and my daughter is active duty Navy as well. She's a pediatrician in the Navy. So it's kind of an exciting family, military family. I've been a real estate broker for 21 years. And a lot of, you know, obviously with my husband traveling so much with the military and he traveled for his civilian job as well, I felt like a single mom a lot of the time with two girls raising them. And so I have lots of fun tips and tricks that I can share with your audience to help raise successful children sometimes on your own.
Right. And that's something that happens a lot with military families where there's deployments or there's training where it takes one spouse or the other away for a period of time. And you're right. It's almost like you're a single parent. You're not, but you are the sole person responsible for getting the kids to school on time, making sure that they're fed and that they're needs are taken care of, that they're right. When they need new clothes, they get to the store and get the new clothes, or that they're doing their homework and they're all that stuff. It's not something that you think about, but it's one of those things that just adds up over time. It's a lot of stuff that you end up having to do. And right. When you have a spouse around who can share the load a little bit, it makes it a little bit easier because it's not all falling on you. But then when it does fall all on you, it's harder because then sometimes you're pushing your needs aside and you're focusing on the children that you're trying to bring up. And that's a lot to ask of somebody.
It is.
Especially when, you know, when you get into a relationship, in a marriage, you are committing to being there with each other, right? And to act as a team. And then, you know, the life happens, the military takes, one of the spouses away, and now you're off on your own. And that's sometimes not what people sign up for. And it's hard to wrap your head around how you're going to function day to day with all of that. So, So yeah, that's That's a lot. And I'm sure we'll get more into that. But first, I'd like to talk about your book, The Love and Inspiration from Mom. What was your motivation for writing it? And where did that come from?
Well, interestingly, my daughter, my oldest daughter, she lived through a traumatic experience. And as a result of the trauma, she had an emotional breakdown. And fortunately for, you know, me, at the time, my husband was not deployed. And I was able to drop everything in my world and move to where she lived and literally help her get out of bed every day for weeks. And when she was strong enough to go back to work, I would send her an inspirational quote every morning, and then I would follow it up with a couple of tips on how she could apply it in her day to, you know, live more inspired and happier that day. And then I'd say, love mom at the end. And, you know, I did that every day for months. And gradually she started getting stronger and better and more optimistic. And eventually she was better than she was before. And at the end of that, she said, you know, mom, I really encourage you to put all of this in a book so you can help other people who are going through a struggle that might not have somebody who can come and help them get out of bed every day.
Right.
So this was several years ago. And, you know, kind of fast forward to a year ago, I was diagnosed with non-smoking lung cancer, like out of the blue, had no idea. And, it kind of gave me a shock of reality. It's like, Shelley, what are you waiting for? You know, your book is not helping anybody sitting in your computer. So it's been a year of me getting this ready to go and and releasing for the public. And it's my hope that I can be kind of the mom that either people never had, or they've lost their mom, or just that voice of encouragement to help someone through a struggle.
You know, that's amazing that you've been able to take that thing. You were doing this specifically for your daughter to help her through this tough time. And then you're able to take that inspiration and box it up in a format that you can now go out and inspire many, many people, not just the one person that it was originally intended for. And now it's out there in a format that anyone could pick up, whether they have a great relationship with their mother or not, or their mother passed away or whatever. They just might need some inspiration. They might need some practical tips on how to just do the simple things, getting out of bed in the morning, taking a shower, eating breakfast, things like that, to just get moving. And sometimes that's all you need. You just need to get up and get moving. And then things get a little bit easier from there. Right. And then, if you're sitting in bed all day, it's hard to keep moving. Right.
Absolutely.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, you know, I think most people would really like to live a more inspired life, even if you're not going through a struggle. You know, life itself, with all the things that are going on in our world, it's challenging. And sometimes we just need that little extra inspiration. And I think people, as evidenced by the, you know, popularity of quote books and inspirational apps, people would really like to live a more inspired life. It's just hard to do that in the midst of the struggles. And that's my hope, is that this book can help people with giving them the actual inspirational quote, which they're wonderful. Like, I just read these quotes myself and I get so inspired. But then, you know, just reading a quote doesn't really help you apply it. And that's where the other part of this book gives you those practical tips. Like, here's simple things you can do today to, you know, be happier.
Yeah. And that's I think, is the key difference between your book and all of the inspirational quotes that you see on the internet or in apps and other places that you might find them, is the tips, right? Because you can be inspired till you're red in the face, right? With whatever that you happen to be reading. But if you don't know how to implement those things that you're inspired about, then it's, what good is it really? I mean, you can be inspired and that's great, but if you don't know where to start and how to actually start implementing those things in your life, I mean, but you might as well not even be inspired almost, right?
It's, you know, knowledge isn't everything, right? It's the application of what we know that helps us move forward. And that's where, you know, this gives you those little things you can do to apply that inspiration. And day by day, you know, the more you do, the more you apply, the better you feel.
Yeah. And just for people who may be kind of not quite understanding where we're going with this, as far as having those tips and the knowledge is one thing, but then the application is the other, right? We all know that if you touch a hot stove, it's going to burn you. It's going to hurt. So the application of that knowledge is don't touch the hot stove, right? So, I mean, that's a very basic, simple example, but you know, you can know that it's going to hurt, but if you go and touch the stove anyways, that knowledge is useless to you. It really doesn't make a difference. It's the application of that knowledge that really makes a difference. Right. And I think that's where this book comes in. And the difference is that you have the tips to apply the knowledge that is gained through reading this book. So I think that's the big difference there. But also, you know, as a mother, as a parent, when you are writing these things to your daughter, when you wrote all of these things out and you're doing that, it's one of those things that as a parent, you look to just do whatever you can to help your kids through these tough times. And this is, you know, the thing that you found. A few years ago, my wife had a serious medical issue. And prior to that, we were homeschooling our children. And it was to the point where she couldn't continue homeschooling, at least until she recovered, and which she has, and we're back to homeschooling now. So we ended up sending our children to public school, and I knew it was hard for the kids because it wasn't what they were used to. They were used to going, you know, waking up in the morning and being around mom and mom helping them with their schoolwork and everything. It was just hard for them. And they were young, like first grade and third grade, I think at that point. So, you know, the reading level wasn't super high where I was going to get into any in-depth kind of thing, but I would always put a joke in their lunchbox, just like a simple, like one-liner joke. And, you know, they'd come home and they'd say, oh, all the kids at lunch, they love that joke. And, you know, we read it to them.
That's and everything. So
not only, you know, did it help them through that tough time, but also helped them make friends because they became known as the kids with the jokes, you know, at lunch and everything. And everyone was kind of looking forward to it. And so it kind of helped them out too. And so, you know, when I first heard your story, I immediately thought of that situation where my kids were going to school and they needed, you know, a little bit of help from home. And so I just put, you know, these simple jokes in there that would help them get through their day.
That's a great idea.
So you previously mentioned your life as a military spouse and sometimes going through parenting as a military spouse when your husband was away. What advice do you have for people who are navigating through parenting in a military family, especially when their spouse is deployed, when they're taking on that role single-handedly?
Well, I've just kind of always been a person that I create acronyms to help me remember things. Okay. And I created this acronym for mother. And, you know, it's, while yes, it applies to moms, but it also applies to any single parent or anyone, you know, even in a co-parenting position, it's really good tips that you can follow. So the M for mother stands for morning time self-care. And, you know, one of the big things that we miss out on when you're trying to keep all the balls in the air is self-care. So I found that if I got up early before the kids, And really, sometimes it gradually got longer and longer because I really enjoyed that time. But it started out with just a few minutes early before the kids got up, and I would do quiet time. I'd do prayer time. I would do, you know, just setting my goals. You know, what are the things that I want to accomplish? And so that was gradually. Now I still do it, and now it's like an hour and a half. But I don't have kids at home, and I have more time. But I get up before my husband. So I have this good, quiet, special time. So that's the M for mother. O is over deliver, under promise. And I say that because I, you know, when I was working in real estate, it's fortunately, unfortunately, it's a 24/7 job because people, everybody thinks it's a crisis. And I would get phone calls in the middle of the night. And I just felt like I was always letting everyone down because I just couldn't be everywhere at the same time. So I got to the point where I had, you know, I have very high requirements and expectations of myself, but I, instead of setting that really high bar, I would set a good level bar, and then I would exceed that for my kids, for my business. And, you know, what happened was sometimes I would promise my kids that I would be someplace, and then a showing would come up and I would go do that, and I would let my kids down. So I got to the point where I would say, I don't think I can be there. And then if I could be there, it exceeded their expectations. So I say over deliver, under promise. And then the T is time blocking. You know, Stephen Covey says to put the big rocks in first. And those big rocks are the commitments with your kids, the, you know, commitments with your clients, your spouse. Because if you don't put those in first, you can't fit them in with all the little things that you that come up in a day. So I, and the other thing with the time is be where you are. When you are spending time with your kids, be with your kids. When you're spending time with your clients or your work, be there. And it's, you know, it's hard to do that, but you are so much more successful in each one of those roles when you physically, emotionally, mentally are where you are. And then the H is get help. Any kind of help that you can get, you know, especially when your spouse is deployed. You know, I relied a lot on family to help me. I relied a lot on neighbors helping me, picking my kids up from school or, you know, things like that. If you can afford to get help in your home, you know, helping clean, you know, or have your kids help you clean. Those are great life skills, but get help where you can. And then E is exercise. You know, one of the most important things that we can do for our health, mental health, physical health, is exercising, getting out, getting fresh air. And I got to the point where I, you know, I included my kids with that too. We went for walks, we went for bike rides because we were getting that exercise together. And then the last part of mother is routine. And as much as people like to fight routine, having routine is the best thing you can do for your kids because they thrive in routines. They thrive in being able to count on things with you and your family. So one of the things that I put into place with my kids is 15 minutes with mom at night, at bedtime. And we did that every single night that I was home, and they, you know, they looked forward. If you ask my kids what was the best part of growing up, they would say 15 minutes with mom.
Yeah, that's great too, because that's something that they will probably take with them, you know, especially now being older, they probably still remember those 15 minutes. They may not remember any specific 15 minute on, you know, July 10th exactly. Of, you know, whatever, but they remember doing that activity with you on a nightly basis. And, you know, as they get older, if they're going to have children of their own, that may be something that they continue with their children and their families, you know, as they get older. So, you know, that would be, that would be something that just, it's one of those legacy kind of things where it just continues year after year, generation after generation. So that's pretty special that you have something like that with them, and that helps to form a connection between them, you know. And it's not just, you know, sitting down to dinner, you know, gobbling down some food real quick and then out the door to sports or to wherever you might be going next. You're spending quality one-on-one time, and yeah, 15 minutes is, it's not an hour, but it's 15 minutes. And that's the time that you say, okay, I'm dedicating this to you. This is your 15 minutes, right?
Right. And it does kind of seem silly, like 15 minutes seems like nothing, but it was one-on-one time. I had, you know, the two girls, and so it was just time with mom, not with their sister, you know. And if you have, you know, both parents home and two kids, you know, one parent can go in one room and the other parent can go in the other room. And then the next night you switch, or, you know, but 15 minutes of undivided attention. So phones were not allowed. Electronics were not allowed. It was time for talking. We could read books. We could sing songs, whatever they wanted to do, but it was no electronics.
15 minutes. I just did the math real quick while you were talking there. 15 minutes a day for 18 years is 98,550 minutes. So it's not nothing.
Wow. I hadn't even calculated that. That's really great. It seems small, but it's huge.
Right. I mean, it adds up over, obviously it adds up over time. Right. So, right. So that's a big part in a big thing in their lives. Right. So, now on the other side, as the mom of a service member, right. So we were talking about, you know, how to handle it, that single parenting. It's not like you were single, but it, you know, that one-on-one time with the children as your spouse was deployed. But now as the mom, of a service member, right. You mentioned your daughter was in the military or is in the military. You justifiably probably have some concerns for your daughter's safety, right? It's not the safest job to be in the military. It doesn't matter what your occupation is. You know, if you're behind a desk all day, you still have some potential dangers in the service, right? So thinking about the book that you wrote, Love and Inspiration for Mom, I'd imagine that some of the inspirational quotes and the tips have helped guide you through to be a better mom while your daughter has been serving, right?
Yes. And, you know, interestingly, through COVID and all of that, you know, my daughter is, you know, stationed at one of the military hospitals. And I tell you, it was very challenging for them through COVID. You know, they had the daycare on the base and she has kids, and it seemed like every few weeks the daycare was closing. And then, you know, the hospital doesn't shut down, right? All of the military personnel still had to be there every day. So it seemed like every other, you know, few weeks I was flying to where they were to help with their kids. And, you know, I just, that to me is one of the blessings of parenting is, you know, you get to kind of help imprint on the next generation, right? So now I get to share all these fun tips with my grandkids and continue to inspire my daughter and my son-in-law and so on. So yeah, I think, you know, even when life is challenging, there's lots of hope and there's lots of things to look forward to.
You know, and that's one of the things that I want to get across to the listeners is because a lot of people who listen to this podcast, they're going through tough times. They have something difficult in their lives. And like you said, even though you might be going through something difficult, there's still hope. It's not the end of the book for you. You know, this is not the end of the road. There's something else. This tough time might just be preparing you for that next big thing that's coming your way. Whatever it is, I can't say exactly what that thing is going to be. but time will tell, and you'll figure that out as time goes on. But I firmly believe that any of these hard times that we go through are there for a reason, and we go through them. We might struggle, but we've struggled through so many things in our lives. Everybody has. This is not a unique situation to people in the military, right? This is like everyone has struggled through something in their lives. Mm-hmm. It, going back to all the way from the time you were a kid, you had struggles. Learning how to do new things was a struggle. In school, learning how to read and write and do math, like that was a struggle at first until you figured it out. And then it became easier as time went on.
Right.
All of those things were a struggle, but they made you a better person. You're able to read, you're able to write, you're able to add and subtract and multiply and divide. You're able to do all of those things now because you struggled. Now think about, and those struggles weren't incredibly difficult struggles, but they led to good things. Think about these harder struggles, how much better you'll be after going through some of these hardships and things. The lessons that you learn through these, the strength and the resiliency that you'll build up through all of this will just make you a better person. And so to me, when there's a setback or there's some sort of struggle, I look at it as a potential opportunity to improve myself and improve things in life. And you know, I say that like it's just super easy. Just, you know, it's hard. It's hard to have that mindset because it's easy to just beat yourself up and get yourself down. But sometimes you have to do the hard work to get the benefits.
Right. Well, you know, one of the quotes in Love Moms in the book is, you know, that external and internal scars are proof that you've done it before. You can do it again.
Right.
And, you know, it's, and as I said, last year I was diagnosed with lung cancer, and thankfully it was an early diagnosis. We caught it very early because of I had a kidney stone. So who knew that you'd be thankful for a kidney stone? But they found this nodule on my lung when they were doing a CT scan for the kidney stone. And so anyway, I went through a surgery. They removed the lower half of my left lung, and it's been a journey, you know, and every day getting up, I first started walking up two steps, and then I, you know, started working to where I could walk all the way up the steps, and, you know, and now I look at the scars and it gives me motivation and inspiration, like, hey, look how far I've come. And I'm walking 3 miles again. And, you know, but I used my book and getting it prepared for publishing and reading those quotes and the inspirational tips every day to help me get through it. And I tell you, it's been the best year of my life. It sounds crazy, but it's true.
It does sound crazy, but I've heard that from other people who have gone through something like that, like cancer or some life-changing, whether it's an illness or like an accident or something like that. Right. And they say that it just completely changes their outlook on life, and it gives them that perspective. Like you were saying, that this book isn't writing itself. It just sitting in your computer or wherever it was, all these quotes and everything. It wasn't going to write itself. So, and tomorrow isn't promised. So you might as well start working on it today, right? And get this thing out there so that it can help some people. It can benefit other people who read it. But yeah, I mean, absolutely. That makes sense, as crazy as it sounds.
Right. Well, and you know, I say when life gives you lemons, make lemonade, right? It sounds like a great idea, but how do you really do that? Right. So, you know, I kind of say that making great lemonade is the mixture of finding sweet and sour, right? So there's sweetness in life, even when we're going through struggles, there's little slivers of blessings and happiness, even in the midst of the challenge. And if we grow through those sour times, then the mix is a beautiful lemonade.
You know, I never thought of it that way. I've heard the saying, obviously, many times before, but I just always chalked it up to, okay, you have something that's sour and not all that appealing and make it into something just appealing. But the way you described it, how the sweet and the sour mix together, just it makes perfect sense to right. take some of those struggles, the sour times in your life and mix them together with the sweet times, the better times in your life. And you end up with this thing that's even better than just the sweetness. You know, if you're right. just to have straight sugar, it wouldn't be all that appealing. But if you right. mix it together, it becomes a drink that you actually want to have.
Right, right. It is, you know, as much as we'd love for life to be all good, we know it never will be. So it's, you know, it's embracing the struggle and learning how to grow from it. And I just think that no matter what you're facing today, there is always hope. There's always hope for tomorrow.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
I really hope that this book can bring people just a little light. And interestingly and amazingly, Jack Canfield, who wrote, he's a co-author of the Chicken Soup for the Soul series. He wrote the foreword for my book.
Oh, excellent.
And he said, you know, it's like a warm hug in a book.
So. Well, it certainly sounds like it. It certainly sounds like the type of thing that you would want to get if you had nobody to talk to, if you had no source of inspiration in your life. You know, picking up something like this and reading it, it does sound like it would be like a warm hug, like that. Everything's going to be okay, kind of reassurance and give you hope that, while, yeah, you might be going through something rough, tomorrow's going to be better, just a little bit better. And then the next day will be a little better than that. And eventually you'll get to a place where all of, you'll look back and all those lessons will come together and you'll have that lemonade, right? You'll have something actually that you look forward to as opposed to something that you're turned off by.
Right.
So, Shelley, it's been a pleasure speaking with you today. I'm really glad that you had the opportunity to come on here, that we got connected. And I want to give you the chance to tell people where they can find your book so that they can pick up a copy of it. And any last bits of advice that you might have for people before we close out.
Well, wonderful. Thank you so much for having me. My book is on Amazon. I also have a website. It's loveandinspiration.org, O-R-G. And you can find the book and inspirational tips through there. I would just love to connect with you. And if you need that helping, you know, kind of warm hug from me, send me a contact information through my website. I would be happy to connect and inspire you.
That's great. And I think for the listeners out there, especially service members who might be away from their family, especially during holidays or things right. like that, having stuff like this, having this inspiration that they can open up, read it, get inspired, and then also have the practical advice for how to implement some of this stuff in their own day-to-day lives is something that I think they'll certainly enjoy. So thank you again for not only coming on the show, but for writing this book. And I think it'll be a blessing to many, many people.
I hope so. Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure.
Thanks for listening to the Drive On Podcast. If you want to check out more episodes or learn more about the show, you can visit our website, driveonpodcast.com. We're also on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and YouTube at Drive On Podcast.